Greetings, it's Dr. Burnett, publishing pusher, the all-in-body place of encouragement, cultural empowerment. Weekly, she'll engage conversations with entrepreneurs and creatives. And these insightful interviews are designed to help us build our businesses, respective brands, ourselves, and to hopefully propel us to that next level of greatness. Big Boss. So with no time to waste time, it's officially go time.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Annette's Chat. We are excited that this is a new season for us. And you know, God always works in new seasons. And I am excited that this is the second episode for Dr. Annette's Chat. And today I am honored and I get the opportunity to speak to, we call her the Lady of Wisdom, but she is Dr. Carolyn Coleman. Greetings, Dr. Coleman, and welcome to Dr. Annette's Chat.
Thank you for the invite. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let me tell you all a little bit about Dr. Coleman and how I met her. I met her on this social platform called Clubhouse. And sometimes people are still saying, what in the world is Clubhouse? But let me tell you, I've been on there since, I guess, 2001 or something like that. It's been over 2 years. And it has been a game changer in many ways. I have met some fabulous people on Clubhouse. I know some people complained about Clubhouse, but let me tell you, if you go to the right spaces, you will connect with the right people, okay? So I have been blessed and honored to connect with Dr. Coleman, to work with Dr. Coleman. And that's a blessing in itself. But today, we are going to talk about one of her book projects, as well as some other good things about her. So Dr. Coleman, I want to turn this over to you because it's about you today. And I want you to tell us a bit about you. I could read your bio, but I don't want to do that. I want you to tell us what you want us to know about you and then take us into the project that you've completed.
Okay, so interesting. Thank you, Dr. West. Again, it's a pleasure to be here with you and congratulations on starting your new podcast. And it is a blessing to be in the place and in the space with you. I've learned so much from you. I say kudos to you. Clubhouse has been a game changer for many, and we have met some wonderful people and worked and collaborated on partnerships and attended some of your courses as well, which were excellent. Telling you something about myself, where do I start? I am Dr. Carolyn Coleman, AKA the Lady of Wisdom. I'm the proud mother of one daughter and one granddaughter. I am privileged to take care of my 94-year-old mom. Been taking care of her since 2012. And every day I find out something new about her. And every day I find a new means of treasuring her for who she is. And I've been preaching and teaching now. I was thinking about it. I'm just going to say 30 plus years of ministry. And I have enjoyed it. It was a challenge in the beginning, learning how to navigate the waters of ministry, evangelism first, and then coming full time into pastoring a church and being ordained as a bishop. I had to learn how to help others, but at the same time, recognize and realize it is important that we teach people how to help themselves. So part of the project that we're gonna talk about today actually started out as just a tribute to my mom. She was a prayer warrior, she is a prayer warrior. I still hear her call all of her children names in prayer at 94. It was funny, we were laughing on Tuesday. I said, Mom, I asked her about a cake and she couldn't remember the recipe. I said, well, tell me your favorite scripture. And she started reciting, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And the therapist was in today. She said, she didn't forget that. I said, never will. That's part of who she is. It's part of a story. But it was out of her, I want to say ministry, though she never saw that as ministry. It was just, she was a mom. She was not only a mother to her children, but she was a mother to children in the community, to our classmates. She was just someone that people gravitated to because she had a divine heart of love. I tell people all the time, my mother sent other women's children to college before we were even old enough to go. That tells you how she felt about education and how she felt about the power of reading. And so I can remember as a little girl getting weekly readers, which was an unusual at my age and at that time. We're talking about now almost 50 plus years ago. And it was a sacrifice, but she would always tell us, a person who can read can navigate the world. And so we believed whatever she said because she was profound in what she would tell us. And so her prayer life and going to church, my other sisters kind of, they didn't really always want to go to church, but I love church. I love church. I love the deacon, hearing the deacon sing. I love the pastor preaching. I love vacation Bible school. I was attached to prayer. I was attached to God in a way that was uniquely different than my other siblings. But I recognize today it was just the way, that's the DNA God gave me. And so as a result of that, when my mom got a little bit under the weather and my stepdad passed and I brought her into the house, I wanted to do something. Actually, I started working on this book probably 10 years ago or more, the first edition of Mama's Book of Prayers. And I wanted to share with people some of the prayers that I heard over and over again and what the signals meant in heaven. And when we can begin to recognize that there are certain signals, there are certain key words. God says his word won't go back void. And so if we know those words and we know what to pray and which watch to pray these words in, how it opens up the gates of heaven and portals open and we are able to receive things that we wouldn't otherwise be able to receive. That's where the favor comes in. So I went and guess 4 years ago now, maybe, I wrote, along with my daughter, the first Mama's Book of Prayers, Prayer Prompts, Power, and Praise. And then I went back.
So you said you and your daughter, you were remembering things that your mother was saying, and that helped you to build what you have. So were you in the interim or an aligning with that, pouring those same things into your daughter so that you two could come together to do this project?
Exactly, because she was my mom's only grandchild. Okay, so it was funny. She was talking about it the other day, and I said, "Well, she's not feeling it." She's, "Are you talking about mine, Nicole?" Wait a minute. Which point are you talking about? You talking about mine? And it was because my daughter grew up hearing Mama pray, and my daughter was fascinated. She would say, "The only reason I want to go to Sunday school is to hear Granny pray," because that's what people would say. We come to church just to hear your mama pray. Because my mother called down God, the angels, and everybody else. And she didn't do it in a boisterous way. She's very soft temperament, soft vocally. But it was just that divine connection that she had weaved and woven a relationship that when she spoke, people understood it was reaching heaven. And so, yes, I started writing, and I would send the prayers to Nicole, and my daughter would send back prayers to me. And she said, "Okay, yeah, that you hit Granny right there. That's something Granny said." And then she'd sit back and she said, "That's something you prayed. Granny didn't pray that." So it was the significance of seeing the generational prayers and understanding that as a pastor, I constantly had women and sometimes men, but more so women, say, "I don't know how to pray." And they would constantly call from all over the country. I wouldn't know these people I saw on the street. Because people were telling people all over the country, people would call asking me to pray. And my statement to them would be, "You can pray for yourself." And they would say, "No, I don't know." I said, "It's just a conversation." So after all these years of hearing that, Nicole said, "Why don't you just write the book? Why don't you just write a book about Mama's prayers and include the prayers, not only the prayers that Granny, but the prayers that you have preached over people and prayed over people for years." And so we did that. So when the second book came out, the workbook and the journal. When the second book came out, it was a little bit more detailed than the first book, in that we recognize very fully that meditation and journaling is required for healing. And so we purposely, in the workbook, put a lot of the affirmations that people ask for. I'm known for giving people affirmations for their finances, affirmations for their health. You name it, I'll write you an affirmation for it. And they have learned that these affirmations were not penned by me, but they were penned by the heart of God. And as a result of that, when they would recite them, they would see breakthrough and they're going, "How are you going to say that?" I said, but it is a connection with the word of God, because again, he said his word wouldn't go back void. So we created the journal and we created the workbook. Now, people ask Dr. West, please, I want more affirmations. I want affirmations on this. I want affirmation on that. And so what we did with this book, we added in life lessons. Because if you can just learn the life lesson, you can apply that not only in your life, but you can help your children and your children's children. You can help those kids in school. And we recognize, because it is religious, it is a religious flavor, that the school system can't necessarily bring the book into the school building, but we can talk about affirmation. See, and so we must, in this age and time, be able to reach the young people. This Gen Z generation is something else. They want a quick word. They want a word, but they do want a word. And so I think that's what people miss.
How can your book, and how has your book impacted others? And how do you see it even impacting further as you're hearing the stories and the testimonies from people that have it, who've had the opportunity to go through your course, basically?
Well, you know, Dr. West, I'm trying not to be emotional to answer that question. In the first book, women would tell me, you know, I sleep with your book beside my bed. And when I cannot sleep or when I'm struggling, I will pick it up and I will read the prayers and I find comfort. And soon there is an answer for me. But what happened to me, I guess maybe now, maybe 4 months ago, when I started working on We Write the Letters to Heal, the collaboration book, Dr. G. Landry, who is, and many people know across the country, she's traveled internationally as a homeless advocate. And so she said that she gave my book, our book, to a homeless girl who was a grown woman who was living in her car with her two children. And literally she said, I want to tell you what she said, Coleman. She said, this woman said she held on to life and she did not give up when she had thought about it and contemplated just ending it all. That she held on to the prayers and the prayers sustained her. And when I heard that, I'm going, oh my God. And she said she's going to write you a letter to tell you thank you, because she knows prayers work, because she read them in the book and she prayed those, because she was one not necessarily comfortable thinking that God answers her prayers. Yes, he answers prayers. And so I had an opportunity, I guess now about a month ago, when I heard the story for the first time, I guess now 2 months ago, I said, when the new book comes out, I'm going to send it to her. I want to gift her the journal and the workbook. And so they sent me some pictures. She is now out of living on the street with her children. She has a place to live that's safe. And they took her the journal and the workbook. And when she opened it, God always, for whatever reason, when I autograph a book, it is always attached to a prophecy. And so Dr. Landry said when she opened the book, and she read it, she just broke down in tears. And she said, we didn't know what was going on, what was happening to her, but she could not stop sobbing. And she called her daughter over and told her daughter, come, I want you to read this. And all I could remember writing was, this time next year, this would be a memory. And that's all the Spirit said to me to put in there for her. This time next year, this will be a memory. In other words, what you've gone through, you went through it. You didn't stay in it. And now they have put her in a nice apartment, her and her children. She had a full makeover. She's been, they treated her with royalty. And she's feeling good about herself. But more importantly, she's feeling good about God. And that's what it's all about.
So Dr. Coleman, I just love the picture on the book. It is a portrait of a woman finding peace. That's what I think about when I see it. Turmoil might have been there, but peace is able to come. And so when I think about your book, Mama's Book of Prayers, Prayer Prompts, Power and Praise Journal. Power and Praise Journal. There is power in your praise, and there is praise in your prayer, and there is power in your prayer. But Dr. Coleman, this particular show, we talk to authorpreneurs, entrepreneurs, kingdompreneurs, and creatives. Mm. Now, one could be one of those or all of those. Mm. I see you as flowing in all of it.
Mm.
True. You are a book author of several books. You are an entrepreneur in the businesses that you do. You are a kingdompreneur because you're making it about the Lord in everything that you do. And you are a creative because that has just been poured in you to find so many unique ways of doing things. Knowing that about yourself, how does it make you, well, let me not say how does it make you, can you see how all of those pieces in your life have come together to groom you into who you are in this season?
I think, Dr. West, everything that we've ever been through has been designed by God to bring us to his divine purpose for our lives. And so the mountains, the valleys, the Red Seas, all of them ultimately lead us to him because he is the creator. He breathes life into us. He created us. And as a result of that, he said, our gifts will make room for us. Well, my gift can't make room for me unless first I believe that I am a kingdom builder. First, I must believe that I am worthy, that I have giftings and talents. And then I must have the ability to stretch my faith to walk out on what I believe he is doing in my life. And so it has been everything that I've dealt with, from teaching school to working in radio, to preaching and teaching, to writing books. It's the counseling. You know, I love to counsel. You know, I have a master's degree in, actually, I don't even want to start with degrees, but I specifically went back to school because though we as ministers counsel, there are so many unique issues that need to be addressed that I felt the need. And let me back that story up because I didn't want to go back to school again, okay? I said, I had enough of school. I've been in school. I worked with K-12 program on a university campus for almost 20 years. I am not going into anybody's classroom. But you know what? God has an amazing way of making us say, don't say what you're not going to do. Because here I am today with a seminary school that I'm so proud of, with students who have had the opportunity to see dreams that they thought would never become reality for them. Because somebody, President Stevenson, decided to call me, and the week before that, my answer would have been no, call me to say, Dr. Cole, I want you to teach seminary school for me. And I'm going, I said, Dr. Steven, if you had called me 2 days ago, let alone five, my answer would have been no, because I felt like my plate was overflowing and that there was nothing more that could be added to it. But I don't want to share this because people need to understand this. That 3 days before that, Father said to me, don't take what I bless you with to the grave. And even when I say it now, it brings tears to my eyes because sometimes we think when we've retired and we're taking care of family members that really the you of you is no longer active. You become the daughter, you become the care provider, you become the pastor, and you lose the identity of just being you. And so when that spirit hit me and it said that to me, I knew something was coming that I had to say a yes to. And so when Dr. Stevens asked me, I said, Dr. Stevens, I said, no, you do know I've never been to anybody's seminary school. And he said, I know all that, Coleman. And I asked the question, I said, then why do you want me to teach these courses? And he said something very unique and very interesting that called back to the point of what you were saying. He said, it's the anointing on your life. that our students need. They can read the books, they can learn the material, but if they're not anointed to flow in the Spirit of God, we've still missed it with them. And so I say to you, all of who I am, all that I will become, because I don't think he's through with me yet, is because I read the Word of God and I believed it, and I conceived that what he had in there as promises, they were mine. And so I walked my life not limiting myself, you know, because worked in radio and people say, oh, I don't know why she's in that position. I don't know why they allowed her to do that. I don't know why she's making so much money. You know, you go through all these things that people challenge you with. But when you're rooted and grounded in the Word, you understand how it's not even about you. It's about what he wants to do in you to help someone else. And so that's my story. That's who I am. I'm all of those because God is all of that and more.
Yes, I love it. Now, Dr. Coleman, you are also, you mentioned your coaching and counseling. So you also are a master Christian life coach and counselor. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I saw, and I've heard you say this before, is your clients call you the let it go specialist coach. Tell us what that means.
My goodness. They say I'm a pusher. Two, if you're going to go to the next level in your life, you have to let go of the pain. And so I have, and let me be honest about it, it is nothing but the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I have, through the physical training, been able to reach people, but the anointing speaks to them so that when we go into counseling, they have to be willing to uproot the past. So I train them, okay, I need you to let go of your pain. And you can't let go of pain until you identify it. Then after you identify your pain, you have to make a decision that you don't want to be in pain anymore. And if you're going to go to your next level, you have to release the person that's hurt you so you're free. And so when you do that and you truly let go, then you give yourself permission to do what? To be happy. Then your health increases. Your understanding increases. Then your wealth increases. Why? Because you have now become complete. And that's what you want in counseling. It's completion. And so they call me the Let It Go Specialist because we have these classes and we go through the process and we talk about issues, and there's some things that they don't bring up that the Spirit will pull out and they'll go, oh my God. And I said, that's to let you know this isn't about you. And definitely it's not about me. It's about what is in you that has to come out. You need to heal the little girl so the woman can grow. You need to be able to heal the little boy so he can become the man he should be. And so that's why they call me the Let It Go Specialist. My students call me a lot of different names. That's how the Let It Go Specialist came into being. And the Lady of Wisdom came out of my seminary students because they were the ones that tagged me the Lady of Wisdom. So, I would say something didn't seem too much to me, but they counted it as special. They counted it as unique. I have a plaque in here in my office now. They gave me and said, thank you for all the lessons, because truly you are the Lady of Wisdom. You brought wisdom to my situation, or wisdom to our understanding of who God is. And then you got to seek him for yourself. So that's what those titles come from.
Love it. So Dr. Coleman, in sharing that, you mentioned that, you know, we can be healthy, happy, whole, and we can live abundantly in the Lord. And it reminds me of a scripture, I believe it's 1 John 1:2, that says, beloved, I want, basically I'm going to paraphrase this, but the Lord is saying, I want you to be well in every area and aspect of your life as your soul mm-hmm. is well. And I think a lot of times people are so spiritually minded that they are no really earthly good because they don't understand that everything about them is really the Lord. And everything mm-hmm. about them, if they serve him, is it has to be intertwined. And just finding that holistic understanding and comprehension. And you also said that when we have these things, it creates the wealth. And when mm-hmm. I think of wealth, I think of the wealth that the Lord has has designed for us, that he prepared mm-hmm. in advance for us. But like you, we have to trust him. We have to walk in it, and we have to do the work. I mean, because none of these things happen because you didn't do the work. Am I correct?
No, you have to work. You have to work. You pay your dues. Sometimes you cry. Sometimes you identify. Sometimes you don't know what to do nor what to say. So you run to the arms of your father, because that scripture that you're talking about, beloved, it is my desire that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. And so if we get the soul right, which is our identity with the Father, everything else is going to fall in place, because abundance is based on what the believer believes. You know, what abundance is to me may not be abundance to the next person, may not be abundance to you. Prosperity to one may be different from another person, but knowing that if we are able to just live decent lives, none of us are perfect. We fall short, but have the heart to desire to do right, then that will sustain you and God will cover you until he matures us to take us to the next level.
Beautiful. So we're getting ready to end, and our time is going to go fast. You can see that, right? But Dr. Coleman, what I would like for you to do is a couple of things. As we begin to prepare to end, I want you to just share a little bit about what's next, and also let the viewers and or the listeners, depending on what platform they're on, let them know how they can contact you.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. West. They can contact me at my website if they want to get an autographed copy of the book, www.drcctheladyofwisdom.com. That's DRCC, easy to remember, Dr. Carolyn Coleman, DRCctheladyofwisdom.com. They can also find me on any of the social media as the Lady of Wisdom or Dr. Carolyn Coleman, AKA the Lady of Wisdom, on Instagram, Facebook, and all those arenas. What's next for me? My goodness gracious alive. What's next for me right now? We're in the middle of releasing invitations for people to co-author in our next book, which is, what my book is now? We Write the Letters That Heal. We just released the first series of We Write the Letters That Heal last month. Yeah, because this is August. Last month, we released We Write the Letters That Heal. That's doing just remarkably well. We give God praise for that. That was a collaboration partnership with 15 other women. And each person wrote five letters, and those letters were designed for the sole purpose to reveal and to bring out healing in individuals. And I, you know, it was funny looking back. Sometimes you don't know when you're doing something. It was in the middle of one of our first sessions that out of nowhere, the Spirit of the Lord's book is entitled We Write the Letters That Heal. And everybody said, oh, that sounds good. And I'm going, that's a bold statement, isn't it, Father? But once you read the book, once you get the book, once you begin, you will identify, you will see yourself in these letters, because these letters about, my goodness, it's about a woman wanting to hear her daddy say, I love you. This is about a person whose sister was poisoned, and she now has that person as a member of her church. These are letters about survivors of cancer. These are letters from young women that penned the letter to say, who do you think you are? Because isn't that what they ask you sometimes? Who do you think you are? I've been asked that question throughout my work career. There are all kinds of letters that will reveal the heart and then the healing that God produces. So we're getting ready to do the second series. So if you're interested in one and co-writing with us, please, you can email me at, let's see, theladyofwisdom.com. It's theladyofwisdom@gmail.com. If you're interested in being a part of the collaboration, you can email me at theladyofwisdom@gmail.com, or you can go to my website and just send the email from there. We would love to have you a part of it, but only if you are guided by God to do it, because this work, this work is for the sole purpose of building the kingdom. And everybody is not necessarily for people who say they're saved, because God, as he reminded me today, he said, I have so many children, who are mine that don't know it yet. That's why you said it right, Dr. West. You can't be so preachy, you can't be so teachy that you forget that you have made errors in life. You've fallen a little short, but by the grace of God, he kept you. And we have a generation that's waiting on us to embrace them and bring them home to the Father.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carolyn Coleman, the Lady of Wisdom. Y'all remember her book title is Mama's Book of Prayers, Prayer Prompts, Power and Praise Journal by Dr. Carolyn Coleman. So please get a copy for yourself and bless somebody else with a copy. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Dr. Vanessa Chad Podcast, brought to you by John A. Publishing. Be sure to stay tuned in for future conversations and engagements. Check out the website, johnapublishing.org, and subscribe to this show on your preferred podcast app. Shout out to 95 for the production. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.